Right, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, you're taking us off to beside the seaside this week, I believe.
I am, yes. I've talked before about the 1920s boom in seaside holidays well into the 1930s and how the 1938 Holidays with Pay Act for the first time meant that workers, or most workers, had a week's annual holiday with pay each year, and the knock-on effect. Well, certainly in Essex, things were really busy in the 20s and 30s. Holiday camps were very much getting off the ground, and I've briefly mentioned Billy Butlin and Harry Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were the two main names in Essex in the 20s and 30s and into the 50s. Later on, other names would become well known, like Pontings, for instance.
Mm.
Even King's Holiday Park, which originally was called Newlands. What were the differences between Billy Butlin's and Warner's holiday camps? Well, if you were very posh, which one did you go to? You went to Warner's. Warner's was at Dovercourt. It catered for somewhere between 400 and 500 holidaymakers, and it prided itself on having a rather more select reputation and catering more for the older clientele. Butlin's, however, at Clacton, made no secret of its boast that it catered for younger people and families. And 1,000 people were initially catered for, but this was nowhere near enough. So in the latter part of the 1930s, Billy Butlin embarked on an ambitious campaign to increase the numbers. And if we take out of the equation the war years, when the holiday camps weren't in operation, and come into the 1950s, then the Butlin's building boom was probably at its height in the early 1950s. And these camps were extremely popular well into the latter part of the 1950s.
Mm.
And it's interesting that people often say, well, of course, we know why holiday camps ceased to be so popular. It was the advent of cheap package foreign holidays in the 1970s. But I think there's something they miss that comes between the popularity of the holiday camps between the 1920s and 1930s and foreign package holidays taking over with their almost guaranteed sunshine in the 1970s. And I think what they're missing is the caravanning era of the 1960s. And the caravanning era was extremely popular. And I think we tend to forget that caravan parks with shops and entertainment facilities were set up to cope with people who wanted to take their home with them, not necessarily stay in other accommodation, but to have their own home. So I think there's more to the history of holidays along the Essex coast than we often give credit for. And the caravanning boom of the 1960s is something we often forget.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Margaret. And what are you looking at next week then?
Well, next week I'm going on to look at a bit more about beside the seaside.